With your local sports update, I'm AJ Brammer. In area baseball action Friday, Breckenridge County fell to Owensboro Catholic 8-1. In area baseball action Saturday, Central Hardin fell to Trinity Louisville 10-3, and Breckenridge County fell to Taylor County 5-4. Area baseball action tonight, we'll see Elizabethtown at Nelson County at 5:30, North Hardin at Grayson County at 5:30, Central Hardin at Meade County at 5:30, Hart County at Edmondson County at 5:30, John Hardin at Butler at 6, Bardstown hosts Danville at 6, and LaRue County is at Campbellsville at 7. In area softball action Friday, Meade County fell to Henderson County 7-4 and beat Christian County 5-0, and LaRue County beat Lyon County 3-2. In area softball action Saturday, Central Hardin fell to Butler County 3-0, fell to Henderson County 3-0, and beat Trigg County 9-2. Thomas Nelson fell to Bowling Green 15-0, Breckenridge County fell to Butler County 3-2, fell to Christian County 2-0, and fell to Lyon County 12-1, and LaRue County fell to Apollo 7-4 and beat Christian County 1-0. Area softball action tonight, we'll see Grayson County host Ohio County at 5:30, Hart County at Allen County Scottsville at 5:30, LaRue County at Atherton at 5:30, Bardstown at Washington County at 6, Thomas Nelson at Fairdale at 6, Nelson County at Greene County at 6, Fort Knox at Seneca at 6, North Hardin at John Hardin at 6, Elizabethtown hosts Oldham County at 6, and Central Hardin is at Assumption at 6:30. Fans at Busch Stadium booed after the final out Sunday as the St. Louis Cardinals dropped a home series with the worst team in the American League, falling to the Chicago White Sox 5-1. A Wilson Contreras home run represented the only offense for the Redbirds. Matthew Liberatore gave up one run and struck out five over five innings, but the bullpen surrendered four runs in the seventh. The Cardinals will look to get back in the win column tonight as they host the New York Mets. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds had very few answers for the Baltimore Orioles Sunday as they fell 11-1 at Great American Ballpark. Jake Fraley drove in Spencer Steer in the bottom of the ninth for the only Red Legs run. The Reds are back in action tonight as they open a home series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The 150th run for the Roses did not disappoint. Mystic Dan went off at 18-1 odds, but jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. found a path to the rail, and the horse galloped to the front, then was able to hang on by a nose to edge out the charging Sierra Leone and Forever Young, the closest three-way foe to finish since 1947. More than 156,000 people were in attendance, the best crowd at Churchill Downs since 2018, and a record amount of money was wagered at more than $320 million. Owners and trainers for Mystic Dan are uncertain at this time if the horse will participate in the Preakness Stakes. The Advent Health 400 at Kansas Motor Speedway went to a green-white checkered finish and saw a photo finish of its own as Kyle Larson edged out Chris Buescher to take the checkered flag. Larson picked up his second win of the season as he starts a busy month of May that will see the Hendrick Motorsports driver attempt to do the double and qualify for both the Coca-Cola 600 and the Indianapolis 500. Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. The series next heads to Darlington Raceway for the Goodyear 400. Indiana Pacers kick off their matchup in the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight as they head to Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Knicks. The Pacers and Knicks meet for the first time in the playoffs since 2013 when Indiana defeated New York in the semifinals then. The Pacers won two out of three meetings between the two teams this season. With sports, I'm AJ Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.